I born. Most welcome to the Mahadeya, the knowledge discussion. So with today's the Mahadeya, we thought of continuing a discussion we have done, an in-depth discussion that we have been doing with Professor Ravi Koggalage. We have been discussing about the Panchopadana Kanda. And last time we had a very, an in-depth discussion. So before we continue with that discussion, I would like to introduce our guest, Professor Ravi Koggalage, to you who might be watching us for the first time and who is not, used to this discussion. Professor Ravi Koggalage is a meditation teacher with overseas experience. And he is the former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kotalawala Defence University. So we warmly welcome you. And before we start, so we thought of taking today's topic as the component of Sankhara from the Panchopadana Kanda. Before that, sir, I would like you to just summarize a bit of what we discussed during our last discussion.
Yes, we were talking about this Panchopadana Skanda, so we have discussed about Rupa and also the Vedana. So in these discussions I want to touch a little bit deeper.
Yes.
In Dhamma, so that how to use this to get Sammaditti. The Lokottara Sammaditti, that should be our purpose of hearing them and discussing them. So last time we have discussed about Vedana, three types of Vedana: Sukha Vedana, Dukkha Vedana, Dukkham Sukha Vedana, and the Anusaya involved in each of these, and the how one can direct towards Nibbana using that knowledge. That is not from Sukha Vedana or Dukkha Vedana, but in middle, Adukkama Sukha Vedana, the opposite of that, or the Patibhaga of that Adukkama Sukha Vedana is Avijja. Then the Patibhaga of that is Vijja. Then the Vimukti Nibbana. Yes. So that is how it's leading towards Nibbana. So I think if one, contemplate on this, there's a possibility of gaining Sammaditti and enter to the path leading to Nibbana. Then today we talk about this Sankhara. Sankhara is so there are many types of Sankhara, or the term mentioned in mainly in this Panchopadana Skanda, Rupa Vedana Sanya Sankhara Vijnana, Sankhara is there. Then the Paticca Samuppada also, Avijja Paccaya Sankhara. So there are questions very often asked whether these two referring to the same thing or two different things like that. There are many different explanations as well, but in Lokottara side, we should adhere to that. Buddha has not wasted his words.
Definitely.
So,
unlike
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if we say Sankhara, you can't say one meaning there, one meaning here. How I see is that is our
interpretation
or inability to explain.
Definitely.
Or lack of the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we should know that we don't know. If anyone trying to say I know everything, so it is not applicable to Buddhism. Unless you are an arahant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, even you are a sotapatti or sakadagami or anagami, still you don't know it exactly. It's a level of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
It may be different based on your level of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
So the how I try to understand Buddhism is, Buddha has not wasted terms like one place one meaning, another place another meaning, right? So if we say like that, that is our lack of understanding of the Dhamma. So that is how I investigate Dhamma. Okay, now the Sankhara is explained, it's a kind of the thought formation. That sometimes you can take this as Kamma, Sankhara is. So Chetana is the Kamma. Chetana ham bhikkave kammam vadami, that verse explained. The Chetana is itself become Kamma, right? So the three types of sankharas are mentioned, like Punyabhi Sankhara, Apunyabhi Sankhara, and Anenjabhi Sankhara.
Okay.
Yeah, Punyabhi is ping, or the good deeds. Then the apunyabhi is bad deeds, bad karma. Then anenjabhi is samya you get when you are in jhanas, especially in arupavachara dhyanas, right? Anenjabhi, sankhara. Okay? So results would be reborn in Brahma world or Brahma realms. Right? The Punyabhi Sankhara, the result would be reborn in the Sugati. Apunyabhi, the result is going to Dugati, or bad results. Right? Apunyabhi Sankhara, you get bad results. Punyabhi Sankhara, you get good results. And Anenjabhi Sankhara, there's a possibility of going to higher levels of Brahma worlds. Right? Then, these are three types of sankhar. Then again, they are, you know, in Paticchasamuppada it is avijja paccaya sankhara. So this avijja involved. Okay, avijja paccaya sankhara. Now, so sankhara is kind of thought formation. Why? Because it is chetana. Right? Now Chetana comes under Chaitasika,
okay.
Like Vedana. Vedana, Sanya, Chetana, those are known as Chaitasika or the Sitivili. Chaitasika, they occur together with the Chitta or the mind.
Yeah.
So Chitta, Chaitasika arise together with the Chitta and passed away together with the chitta. In other words, chaitasika cannot exist without chitta.
Okay.
Right. Right. Vedana, sanya, chetana cannot exist without the chitta.
Yes.
Right? They arise together with the chitta.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then, that is one important thing. So the this chetana or the sankhara is thought formation. You think about it, your intentions, ideas, and so on, right? So vedana is kind of feeling you experience, but the chetana is you are thinking about it, right? So it's a kind of thought formation. Now, there's another verse, very famous verse, Sabbe Sankhara Anicchati and
yes.
Sabbe Sankhara Dukkhati.
Yes.
Right? What is this Sabbe Sankhara? So when Buddha mentioned Sabbe Sankhara, it includes all sort of Sankhara. That's why it is Sabbe Sankhara, Siyalu Sanskara. Right? So you can't talk about any Sankhara
that doesn't belong to the category.
That's right.
Okay.
So when you say Sabbe Sankhara, when Buddha says Sabbe Sankhara, these properties are common to all sort of
without exception.
Without exception.
Mm-hmm.
So Sabbe Sankhara Anicchati. So Anicca property is common to any type of sankhara, any category, right? Now, there's another categorization of all sankhara, that is four types. One is sankata, sankata sankhara, that means they arise because of causes.
Okay.
Hetu pratyaya. Because of causes, sankhara arise. They are known as sankata. Okay? Sankata sankhara. That is the first type. Then the second type is abhisankata sankhara. I'll explain this later.
Okay.
So, first I mentioned four types. Sankata sankhara, abhisankata sankhara. Third one is abhisankaranaka sankhara.
Mm-hmm.
Abhisankaranaka. That means they have further effect, result,
mm-hmm.
like karma.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whatever karma, if it is bad, you get bad result. If it is good karma, you get good results. So, but it is in future. Right? So they are known as abhisankaranaka sankhara. Then the fourth type is, if you are in this Arya Magga, then there also you are creating certain types of sankhara, but those are directing to reduce your karma, the abhisankaranaka sankhara. So they are known as payoga sankhara. Payoga is the prayoga, using your wisdom,
mm-hmm.
right? Or the samadhi, payoga sankhara. So four types, sankata sankhara, abhisankata sankhara, abhisankaranaka sankhara,
yeah.
Then the payoga sankhara,
mm-hmm.
okay? So sankata sankhara is those occur due to causes,
yes.
right? Cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
Then the abhisankata sankhara is type of karma and vipaka. The vipaka side is abhisankata. That is result of previous karma. Right? For example, our chakku vinyana. That is not a new karma. Right? Chakku vinyana is a result of previous karma.
Right.
When you see something, you get chakku vinyana, right?
Yeah.
When you hear something, you get sota vinyana. So it is not a new karma.
Mm-hmm.
It's a result of previous
mm-hmm.
karma. So they are known as abhisankata sankhara. Okay? Sankata sankhara, abhisankata sankhara. Then if you do new karma, right? So I mentioned punya abhisankara, apunya abhisankara, aninja abhisankara. They are new karma. Why new karma? Because they have a kind of result effect later on, right? Due to those, we go in this samsara, right? Due to those karma, they are known as abhisankaranaka sankara, because it can have more and more, you know, results for this sankhara. Okay? Those are the cause and effects helping us to go in this samsara, samsaric journey, right? Life and death cycles. Now, how to stop that? That is Arya Magga, the Arya Ashtangika Magga. They are your generating another types of sankhara known as payoga sankhara, using the wisdom how to stop this samsaric journey. They also can be considered as kusal, because they have the ability of stopping
payoga sankhara.
Yes,
can be considered as kusal.
Yeah, kusal in the sense in Arya Magga, because they have the ability of stopping akusal.
Yes.
Right?
With your wisdom.
Yes. Okay? Now,
if so, is it always kusal then? Yoga sankara.
Yes.
Should be.
Yeah. There's a difference between ping and kusal. Now, kusal is payoga sankara. Because it's helping to reduce akusala and, go along the path leading to Nibbana.
Right.
Now, if we consider, now these things can happen, our six faculties. Mm-hmm. Eye, ear, nose, and so on. So, when you see something, right, for that act, you need eye and the rupa and the chakku vinyana to perform the act of seeing, right? You know, the eye contact, the passa. So, for that, you need eye and the rupa and the vinyana. Tinnan sangati passo. These three are known as, collectively known as passa, the contact. Right? Now, eye faculty, how do we get eye? It is, Buddha has explained, it's a result of previous karma. You can understand, like, we got our human eye because of a good karma in our last life.
Yeah, we got a functioning eye because of that.
Yes. The chuti sita and pratisandhi sita, right? So, somehow our last thought got a good karma. That's why we got human eye and human ear and so on. So, it's a result of previous karma. So, there are causes and effects. So, it can be considered as a sankata, cause and effect. Even the rupa generated by this eye, also the cause and effect. Sankata. Okay. Now the chakku vinyana, sota vinyana and so on, six vinyanas, they are not new karmas, but the result of previous karma. Therefore, they are known as abhisankata. So, there's nothing wrong with those. They can't take us along the samsaric journey because they are not new karma. So, if we create new karma, that is avijja paccaya sankhara, they can only take us along the samsara because they have the vipaka in future, the result. Okay, so they are known as abhisankaranaka. Taking we are along the samsaric journey. Okay, abhisankaranaka. So, I have mentioned three types of them. Punyabhisankara, apunyabhisankara, aninjabhisankara. Punyabhi is the good karma, apunyabhi is the bad karma. Then aninjabhi is the kind of higher levels like jhanas, which you create. Right? But the important factor is all these three types, they are based on avijja. Avijja paccaya sankhara. Right? So, if you have the, Arestangika Marga, the Sammaditti, right view, then they are not avijja paccaya sankhara. Then you are in the path, progressing the path, Arestangika Marga. So, they are known as the payoga sankhara. Right? So, now we need to know how to convert this abhisankaranaka sankhara to payoga sankhara. In other words, how to enter to the path leading to Nibbana. Right? So, there you need to know. So, we have talked about how our faculties work and so on in detail. So, there you can recognize these two. For example, initial chakku vinyana level, you get kind of a color image. But you have not recognized that yet. For example, if you see these flowers,
okay.
Initially you get a color picture. So, ability of eye is to generate that picture and Chakku Vijnana can observe that. Right? Now, to recognize this as a rose or something, right? Then it is not only the signal we get through eye. That is based on this information plus our past experience.
Mm-hmm.
If you have never seen a rose before, you may not be able to recognize this.
Yeah.
Right? For example, a little child might not be able to identify this as a rose flower, right?
Yeah.
So there you can see, when you recognize this, your chetana also there, you know? So then you are creating new thoughts, new karma, chetana. So there are two things happening. One is getting the signal color information that is sensed only through the Chakku Vijnana. Then the Mano Vijnana thinking about it, recognizing it, and with all the other qualities. It is beautiful, this kind of smell, and so on.
Okay.
Right? So one is Chakku Vijnana, then the Mano Vijnana. This is where your new karma occurring. So if we don't know what is going on, then it is known as the third type, Abhisankaranaka Sankara. If you know what is going on, then it is Payoga Sankara. Right? So knowing is again, the knowing is two types. One is worldly level, one is the lokottara level, supramundane level. So supramundane level of knowing, the sammaditti, one can gain only by listening to Dhamma or Buddha's teachings. So when you listen to Buddha's teachings, then there is a possibility of getting this sammaditti or the right view.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is supramundane sammaditti.
Okay.
Right? Now, one has to understand this clearly. This again, very profound thing, very deep. Okay?
Yeah.
So, what is the difference between having this sammaditti or how to convert this to a Payoga Sankara? So, worldly level, when you see something, we think about it. Okay? So, we get some information through our eye. The Chakku Vijnana can recognize that. Then, we create thoughts. That is thought formation based on Chetana. Next thing is, we believe whatever we thought or created in our mind belongs to that external object. For example, there's a rose flower. That belongs to external object or the Satara Mahadhatu externally. Right? That's the worldly level, what we believe. Or if you see a kind of another person, human being, sometimes you may think that person a good person or a bad person, right? So the good or bad quality belongs to the external person, right?
Yeah.
But how does this happen? First, we see that person, right? The body, the figure only.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get that information through our eye, combine with our past experience and create new thoughts.
And so we create our own story.
Our own story about that person.
Our own interpretation.
Our own interpretation. So those are the chetana. Right? Then we believe. So for example, if we create, okay, he's, you know, not a good person, bad person.
Okay.
Then that quality belongs to the external figure, Rupa, that person. But where does that generated? The bad person or good person? Within our mind, right?
Yes.
But we used to believe that quality, we used to attach that quality to the external object, the external person. That is what worldly level we do. But if you observe this carefully, there's a kind of thought formation going on within our mind. And that series of thoughts not belongs to the external. Nothing to do with external object. For example, that person might have no idea whatsoever what we are thinking about them.
So it's barely generated in one's mind.
One's mind.
And it doesn't belong to that object or the external world. It just belongs to one's mind.
Yes. So if you can see this property, this quality, whatever we think, it is withinness. There's no way those thoughts attaching to external objects. That's a kind of wisdom. Okay, we separate external rupa and our mind, whatever generated within our mind. So if you see this, it's a kind of samadhi. Because you separate your mind and the rupa, the matter. Right? That is, whatever created within our mind, it's not rupa, they are known as nama. That is our chitta and chaitasika, they are known as nama. Right? And they are not belongs to the external rupa. So this is kind of, you know, separating nama and rupa. So if so, I think this is a bit deep. So I take an example. Now we hear something. Some person, for example, come and blame us. So what do you get through your ears? Initially, it's a sound signal. Right? When you hear someone is talking, you get the sound signal. Then we interpret it. We interpret it,
okay,
giving a meaning, right?
Yeah. We assign our own values to it.
Own values.
Okay.
So there we judge. Okay, he's blaming me. Right? So this part generated within our mind. Then we don't know whatever we created within our mind, the next step we think that person is blaming me.
Yes.
I don't know whether you understand this. So first we hear the sound.
Like, seeing the others with your own, with an angle, with your angle, it's like, you know, if I think of someone, as if I generate thoughts about an external object, supposing a person.
Yes.
And I believe that person is also like that about me. Is it something like that you are going to tell?
No. What I am going to tell is, now, we hear something, that person talking.
Okay.
Right? then the interpretation is generated within us.
Right. Okay.
Imagine, let's take another example. Someone coming and talking in totally different language where we cannot understand.
Sure.
Maybe in Chinese, Japanese, or whatever language. We don't know.
Okay.
Right? Still, we hear the sounds.
Yeah.
Right? But we don't know whether he is telling about, you know, our good or bad things. Whether he is blaming us or praising us.
That's true.
Why?
Because we don't understand.
We don't understand the language. We don't have the ability of interpreting it and creating our own chetana.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Then we don't attach whatever we generate to that person because we have not created anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if this person is talking in our own language,
okay,
what's the difference? Then we interpret it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we might think he's blaming me and create angry thoughts. And whatever we thought about it, we attach to that person.
Okay.
Right? So we get angry with that person. Or if he's blaming us, we get angry. If he's praising us, telling good about us,
mm-hmm,
we like that person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the two situation, now just analyze. Someone talking in total different language where we cannot understand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The first case. Second case is talking in whatever we can interpret.
Mm-hmm.
The language. Right?
Okay.
So, two different situations. What are the faculties we have used?
The ear.
Ear sensor.
Yeah.
To get sound signal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then first case, if it is unknown language, we can't interpret.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't use our previous experience, past experience,
mm-hmm,
and generate more and more thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The second case, whenever we hear something, we have the ability to interpret using our past experience.
Sure.
Because we have learned this language before.
Yeah.
So, our past experience, put them together and create new thoughts. Those are sankhara,
mm-hmm,
thought formations,
mm-hmm,
right?
Okay.
Not only doing that, then we attach whatever we generated to that person. He's a good person, he's a bad person, blaming me, without any reason,
yeah,
right? So, this is the point. I want to explain now. The signal coming through one of our sensor, then processing part going on, then the next part, whatever we generated, we think it belongs to the external person. Right? Now, it's if it is bad things blaming us, that blame belongs to the external person. That's what we think, right? That's why we start quarreling or something, you know,
mm-hmm,
arguments, whatever. Why?
Because
we collect a sound signal only, then process it. Then whatever conclusions we used to believe, it belongs to the external,
sure,
person.
We assign it to that.
We assign that to external person. So that part, this is where our avijja and delusion is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see whatever generated within our mind is within us. There's no way those thoughts belongs to the external rupa.
Sure.
So the nama generated here, nama in the sense it's just thoughts, the, you know, chaitasikas.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way we can attach those to the external
yeah.
object or rupa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you see only this quality, can you get angry with the external person? Can anyone come and blame us?
Well, not really.
Not really. Yes, the only input they can give us is the sound. It is up to us to interpret.
It depends on how you take it.
Yes.
Okay.
So this blaming is generated within ourselves. Yes, external person can give only the sound signal. No one can blame us.
That's true.
This
nobody can blame you but yourself.
Yes. So, if you can remember that Buddha's story,
uh-huh.
One Brahman came and blamed him. Right? So after he get tired, Buddha was asking if you invited some other friends
yes.
or relatives and prepare some foods for them, and if they do not accept them, what do you do? So we consume them with our myself and family and whoever they are, right? So similarly, whatever you have blamed, I have not accepted. So you can share it with you and your family. So the same simile.
Mm-hmm.
No one can blame us unless we developed that kind of things and believe that person is blaming me.
Okay.
So if you mindful about your senses. It's only a sound only. Right? There's no way for a sound to blame you.
Definitely.
Unless you created that. So you are blaming yourself. But believe in a different story. Worldly level. So that's why worldly things or persons can give us happiness or sadness.
Mm-hmm.
As far as we believe, they can blame us or they can praise us.
Sure.
But in reality, we get only sound signal through our ear sensor.
Mm-hmm.
But all other creations are within ourselves. They are not belongs to the outside person. So if you see this properly, you will identify what is this sute sutamatta.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing is hearing only. And you can apply the same theory to other senses as well. Ditte ditta mattan for your eyes.
I think that saves a lot of trouble.
Yes. So that's why this the Arya or the noble persons, they won't get distracted with worldly things. Atalo dahama, right? Sukha, dukkha, and so on. The eight things, the worldly things can disturb us. So it is only the whatever thoughts generated, if we believe they belongs to other external objects or external persons. Similarly, the sound example. So if you can hear anything and without interpreting, if we hear anything and without interpreting in our own ideas,
mm-hmm.
no one can blame us. And no one can praise us. It is we ourselves blaming us or praising us. Yes. So if you see this, what is going on, then there's a possibility of, you know, converting those abhisankaranaka sankara to payoga sankara.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise you get angry with the external person or thing and react accordingly. So those are bad karmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you think he's a good person, then you might generate good karmas. Right? But all these depends on the initial delusion or the avijja, not knowing the chitta and chaitasika are in this side, rupa the other side, there's no way to attach them together, connecting them together.
Mm-hmm.
That's two different things. So nama, whatever we generated, created, whatever thoughts,
mm-hmm.
chetana. Chaitanya is the nama dhamma only.
Mm-hmm.
So it is within us. How we can think like they are belongings to, you know, external objects or persons. So if you can realize, it's the, you may get angry thoughts,
mm-hmm.
but still, if you have the ability of seeing that angry thoughts generated within myself, there's no way attaching that to external person. So if you see this reality only, it's a part of the reality, but if you see this reality only, you are in a position to generate payoga sankara, the kusala, or the enter to the path leading to nibbana.
So in other words, if you see this reality only,
yes.
that itself is enough to make you realize the rest.
Yes. That itself is enough for you to escape from worldly level of sufferings, whatever.
Sure.
Sufferings in the sense all atalo dhamma. Sukha dukkha. And ninda pasansa. And so on. It. Things belongs to worldly people,
mm-hmm.
right?
So I suppose that is how you remain unshattered by the Atalodaham. That's how the Buddha remained unshattered by praise, or you know, vice versa.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So if we allow external objects to change our mind,
mm-hmm.
then the Atalodhama is there. But it is up to us. If we are developing your mind in a way, whatever thoughts created within ourselves, they are this side only. They are not belongs to external, whatever rupa. So if you can differentiate this nama and rupa, that is the first stage of entering into this supramundane path. So whatever thoughts or chetana are created within ourselves, it's within our mind only. Not, we can't attach those thoughts to the external rupa.
Mm-hmm.
So separate rupa and the nama into two sides.
Mm-hmm.
Don't attach these things together. But worldly level, we think whatever we think belongs to the external objects.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we go after external things. So this is why we get this kama loka, the kama chanda,
mm-hmm.
and the vyapada. Whatever we experience through our senses, eye sensor, external rupa. So whatever thoughts created within us about that rupa, we used to believe they are connected.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, you should know, that is due to our avijja and delusion. We used to believe whatever we think about it, it's about the external rupa. That's how we attach them together. Right? for example, this flower, whatever we think about, that should be a, you know, internal thing. But we used to believe it's a beautiful flower. So beautiful is attached to the external rupa. Good smell. So smell, we think about it. But we used to believe smell belongs to the external object. You see the difference? We think it's a good smell.
Yeah.
But used to believe smell belongs to
the flower.
Yeah, so we don't know what is mind doing and how we get deluded, right? So first step should be to, you know, whenever we use your eye and create thoughts, the thought creation belongs to our mind, not to the external objects. So if you start to see this, whatever sound we hear, you are getting only a sound signal. Whatever thoughts generated using our previous experience and this one and combine them together, you know, thought creation. The created thoughts are not belongs to any external object or person.
So in other words, if we see something, we don't carry it forward. We just see it then and there and it's over.
Yeah, whatever we think about it, we should know it's a thinking process only.
Sure.
There's no way to, you know, attach in whatever thoughts to the external object.
It's a very deep analyzing of thoughts.
Yes, yes.
If you can so, just sit in a corner and analyze your thoughts, it's something like that.
Yes. So this principle, same theory, applicable to all six senses. So I have explained for the ear and the eye.
Yeah.
But same principle can be applied to the nose and the smell you get.
Sure.
Right? So you may get smell, signal of a smell. Then think about it. So the you have to separate whatever thoughts generated, they are belongs to my mind only, they are nama only. They are not belongs to external object. So if you get a taste, right?
Yeah.
The taste, whatever you think about it, does not belongs to the food. So, so the taste and whatever we think about it, not belongs to the food, right? So if you can cut off there, you won't go after that food again and again. And that's the end of suffering.
And you will not continue samsara, continue.
Yes, yes. Samsara, so that way of, yes, this way of thinking known as payoga sankara. So you see the difference between abhisanskaranaka sankara and payoga sankara. So if you use your wisdom, your right view and the mindfulness, sati and the sampajanna together, then it's a payoga sankara.
Sure.
Otherwise you are in the normal way of going along this sansaric journey as we came so far.
Definitely. So it's high time to activate the payoga sankara and get rid of the cycle of births and deaths very soon, which is the goal of every Buddhist, the goal of Nirvana. So we are extremely thankful to Professor Ravi Kuggerage for joining us today in this very deep discussion. So you can tell them your email address once again.
Yeah, it is koggalage@yahoo.com. koggalage@yahoo.com. And my website is ravi.harimaga.com. ravi.harimaga.com.
So thank you very much for joining us, and let us meet the next Monday with yet another fruitful program. May the most noble triple gem bless you.